Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Be here under the teaching and tutelage under Pastor Darlene Bunch, a wonderful woman of God. And this is our hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. King and kingdom shall all pass
away.
But there is something about that name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. So give thanks.
Oh, yes.
With a grateful heart.
Give thanks
unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the chains one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles because I believe in God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All is in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And you, Lord God, we move, we breathe,
yes,
and we have our being, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for another Thursday morning, oh Lord God, on this 15th day of January, Lord.
June.
Thank
June.
You. June, yes, June.
Yes.
Okay.
June.
We thank you, Lord, being able with us, oh Lord God, as we go on this hour of power, pray, Lord God, ask that you bless each and everyone individually and collectively, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless our children, oh Lord God, and our grandchildren, oh Lord God, as far up as you should call this day, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we thank you because of who you are, Lord God. We come to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, oh Lord God, if you stretch forth your hand of deliverance, oh Lord God,
yes, Lord.
And deliver as long as you can, oh Lord God, if you stretch forth your hand, oh God, drive away, Lord God, the evil forces, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, give peace, give understanding, give clarity, oh Lord God, as we go forth, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, give an understanding to the words to us, oh Lord God, for the words that we hear, Lord God, at any time, lest they slip, oh Lord God. Lord God, we are your people, oh Lord God. We come before you, oh Lord God.
Yes,
thanksgiving and praise, oh Lord God. We came to worship you, Lord God. We came to praise you, Lord God. We came to dance our dance this morning. We came to shout ourselves to Lord God. We ask that you revive us this day, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let the spirit of revival sweep through the radio broadcast today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touching each and every one, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you heal, oh Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, oh Lord God, that you will work special miracles, oh Lord God, in people's life, oh Lord God. Lord, some are on smoke addictions, oh Lord God, and Lord God, control substance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, break the power of that crack and fentanyl, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we want to thank you and we want to praise all you do, Lord God, as you go forth, oh Lord God. We want that you would bless the children, oh Lord God. Request is made for Celeste Joy and her brothers, oh Lord God. Minister Benjamin, oh Lord God. And Jamila, oh Lord God. Pastor Darling, all the sisters, the Kennedy family, oh Lord God. And everyone that is here on the broadcast, oh Lord God. That you go with us, oh Lord God. And that you would deliver us, oh Lord God. From every demon, every devil, oh Lord God. And every stronghold be broken this day in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. So we thank you for it and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, we pray for Sister Works, oh Lord God, that you bless her, Lord God, that you bless Christ's ministry of change their lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, take control of this day, oh Lord God, as only you can, oh Lord God, and we'll give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, we which it deserves, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord God, glad to be here in the service. So we thank God. So we're going to be mindful of the time today. We're going to go right into the broadcast here. We're going to ask the wife to do the scripture of the week. We might have something to say there. It's a very good topic, and it says a lot, you know. It starts off within the beginning, and that's a lot that you could say there. I believe I don't know which way she's going to do it, but that was the beginning where all things started.
Yes.
I realized between study that everything goes back to the beginning. Whenever you run into something, you have to go back to the Bible and refresh yourself on what did God say. It says, man ought to pray and not faint, hallelujah to God. David says in another place, the word have I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against it. So the Bible is there, and you have to orchestrate things and organize it, and that will come out for you the way that God intended it, because God speaks to every situation in the 66 books. But God spoke once, twice, we heard this, that power belongs only to God. As we go forth in the broadcast, we're going to come back and get your prayer request testimony in this hour of power of prayer.
Yes.
We thank God for it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay,
praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Apostle. We thank God for that beautiful prayer and also the words of exaltation. We give God the glory, and we say praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God. We bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. We do give honor to our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the visionary also of this great ministry, our dear beloved Darlene Bundage, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and to all of the beautiful facilitators and the clergy on the line, and just to all of God's people who have come to help us lift up the name of Jesus and to give all of our prayers and all of our petitions to the Lord, because we know we serve a prayer-answering God. I'll be reading our scripture of the week is Genesis 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, praise to God, hallelujah, for these verses are giving us the history of creation, because we know our God is eternal God. He always was. There's no ending or there's no beginning to him. He always was. But this is the history of the creation of the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Glory be to God. We thank God for these beautiful verses of scriptures reminding us what a great and awesome God we serve, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Because we know that the Lord spoke, hallelujah, the words, these words that brought the heavens and the earth into being. Before that, there was nothing but God. God existed. Only he can create something, saints, out of nothing. Glory be to God. Hebrews 11:3 reminds us of this. Think about all that occurred that first day, how he set the entire universe into motion by his power, by his word. Glory be to God. The Lord formed the world and everything in it to glorify himself, and so he could have a love relationship also with us. And through the creation, he shows us who he is, and he is, hallelujah, and what he can do. And what we have to understand, saints, is that the Lord has given us the power as well to speak life or death over ourselves. We can speak things and it shall come to pass. The word of God in Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life, you all, are in the power of our tongue. Glory be to God. So the scripture says that life and death is in the power of our tongue, saints, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. It's very important that we choose to speak the words of life. Hallelujah. God has given us that authority. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. And he says, nothing shall by any means harm you. In other words, God has granted us the power to speak also life over ourselves. And I know everyone on this prayer line, all those who's listening, desire to speak life, those words of Jesus. One time asked his disciples, he said, are you going to leave me as the others have left? And Peter stood up and Peter said, Lord, whether shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life. Listen, saints, this word of God from Genesis to Revelation represents the life force of Jesus. We could speak these words. We could speak healing over ourselves. Hallelujah. If that is the case, whatever is the case, we could use the healing scriptures to be healed, to heal ourselves, to heal our children and loved ones. We must learn to grab, hallelujah, hold, hallelujah, of the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Saints of God, whatever you need, we can touch and agree with God's word. That's what the hem of the garments of the priest in that day represented. At the bottom of the border of the priest's robes was attached the word of God. We've got to also grab hold to the hem of his garment, saints, no matter what the need may be. It may not be health for some, and some it may be monetary, and some It may be getting another job, and some it may be some material need, some spiritual need, but whatever the case, we have to hold, hallelujah, to the word of God by faith, saints. We must come to God, number one, and with a humble spirit, with a pure heart, saints. We cannot access the King unless we come according to the word of God. God says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word of God reminds us as well. He says, pray. Jesus said, men are always praying that we may not faint. Hallelujah. Jesus himself prayed many times. He came apart from the multitude and he prayed. Hallelujah. And things happened. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we serve a mighty God. He's the eternal God. He's an infinite God. Hallelujah. He's an immutable God, meaning he does not change. He's a holy God. Hallelujah. When he walked this earth and he was holy always in the beginning, and he will always stay holy. Hallelujah. He's a self-sufficient God. He's all-powerful, all-present, all-knowing. Why are we fearing? Hallelujah. Why are we saying we're stressed out? Why are we saying we're full of anxiety? Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to be reminded we serve a big God, and we are the inheritance blessings. Glory be to God. God tell us in Isaiah 1:18, he said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat, hallelujah, the good of the land. Glory be to God. Saints of God, I don't know about you, but I'm determined to obey God. I'm determined to decree and declare God's word over my life, over the life of my loved ones. Hallelujah. Over the life of those in my community, in my government, in my nation. We can speak words of life, saints. We have been given that authority. Hallelujah. When we are speaking the word, when we are decreeing and declaring, we are saying something with our mouths. We got to remember that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why when it comes to reading the word, and I know you've noticed it, when you decide to devote yourself and you begin to pray or seek God, think about the distractions that come. Come on. Phone ring, right? You may hear a radio in the distance or TV or something. But what I'm trying to say is don't allow the distractions of the world to stop you from focusing in on the word of God to receive your blessing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word of God reminds us over and over again who we are in the Lord, and how we ought to affirm and make various affirmations about our lives. Hallelujah. And about the word of God. I love what the word of God reminds us of. Glory be to God. In 1 Samuel 17:47, it says, I declare that through God the battle is already won. I love what the word reminds us of in the word of God in Joshua 1:1-6. I declare that my God is preserving what he has ordained for me, and he will lead me into it. Saints of God, our God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. What he has spoken, he's able to make it good. And what he said, he's able to make it to come to pass. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Those of you who are struggling with confusion in your homes, confusion in your marriage, problems with your health, you have to speak the word of healing. Speak peace be still. Jesus spoke peace to a storm, hallelujah. The storms of our lives could represent anything that may be trying to turn your world upside down. It could be a health situation, a job situation, relational, whatever it is. We could speak peace as well, you all. We are his children. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So if our God can speak something into nothing, hallelujah, he could speak light in the darkness, how much more can you also speak light into your darkness? Hallelujah. Saints of God, we can declare and decree that God has appointed to us to do his will, and it shall be done. Hebrews 13:21 reminds us of this. Learn to decree and declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. Matthew 8:2-3, Isaiah 53:5, saints of God, let's come up in God, hallelujah. Let's feed off the word of God, hallelujah. Jesus says, he said, I am that manna that came down from heaven, which represents the living word of God. Let's eat the word of God. Let's drink from the wells of salvation, this word, so that we can live not just on a Sunday, not just on the Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Let's live this thing. Listen, Christianity don't mean a one-day affair or one holiday. Look, we got to live the word. We got to drink it. Hallelujah. In him we live, move, and have our being. In other words, we got to get this word all over us, y'all. We got to be baptized in Jesus, in his word. This is why the word reminds us to put on the whole armor of God, y'all. Hallelujah. So that we could stand. Put up the fight, saints. Don't give up. I hear, and you know, I'm seeing, and I'm also hearing how many saints are falling away from their faith. Don't let it be said of us. Hallelujah. I know that everyone that's tuned in to this broadcast, you all, your hearts have been made up. Your mind is fixed to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let nobody cause you to backslide. Don't allow nobody to cause you to give up your birthright for a bowl of soup. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hold on. Jesus is soon to come. And we want God to say, hallelujah, when this life is over, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Saints, I guarantee you, if you hold on to the word of God and you begin to speak the words of life over yourself, your loved ones, your situations, the world, hallelujah, speak it over the nations, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak life over the nations. We speak salvation over the nations. God, hallelujah, will bless you, and God will do it for you. Hallelujah. We got to speak, hallelujah, life in our communities. We will not bow down to Baal. We will not bow down to the spirit of murder. We will not bow down to the spirit of suicide, thing, any sickness, any infirmity, because Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. Jesus did not shed his blood on Calvary's cross for us to live a defeated life. Hallelujah. Jesus says the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Saints of God, let's be like Joshua. Joshua said, choose ye this day. Who are you going to say, serve? Jesus said, Joshua said, as for me and my house, glory be to God. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. The saints of God, it's time to sell out for Jesus. It's time to stop this foolishness where you're trying to serve God or with one foot in the church, one foot in the world. That's not going to be, you will not have a successful life that way. You got to choose to serve God 100%. You've got to ask God for his help. We cannot do this on our own. Praise God. We've got to pray, and God promised that he will not withhold no good thing from us. When we pray in faith, when we pray, saints, with a pure heart, when we pray, hallelujah, with a repentant heart, hallelujah, acknowledging our sins, repenting from them, forsaking the way of evilness, hallelujah, then obeying the word, then the blessing will follow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to do this thing God's way. We don't serve no Burger King, God. I'm almost done. But all I want to say is stay reminded to be connected with Jesus. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. And you can ask what you will, and it shall be done to my Father in my name. Saints of God, let's stay abiding in the vine. Apart from the vine, we can't do nothing. In other words, apart from the Holy Ghost, apart from Jesus, apart from the Father, we can't do nothing. We've got to stay in Jesus, and Jesus staying in us. Then we can, hallelujah, be true conquerors. Romans 8 gives us to know that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. The word reminds us there also in Romans 8, I believe around that 31st verse, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? I like what Romans 8, I believe the 39th chapter, Apostle Paul say, I'm persuaded now that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Saints of God, we serve a loving God. We serve a compassionate God. We serve a God of mercy, extending his love to undeserving people. But God extends his mercy our way. So therefore, we ought to have that same characters of Christ. We ought to be walking in the fruit of the Spirit. We should be so full of mercy for others as we have been given mercy from God. We ought to be so full of the love of God as we've been giving the love of God. We ought to be so full of forgiving others as Christ has forgiven us. Saints of God, we have been giving, hallelujah, a great treasure within our heart. Hallelujah. Let's share this treasure. Let's recognize that we are living epistle saints, read of all men, saints of God. Hallelujah. Remind yourself that you are God's masterpieces, chosen for such a time as this. Everybody on this line have been chosen and been given an assignment. Hallelujah. And I pray that the grace of God be upon you to get the job done. That's the only way we can do the work that God has called us to do individually as well as collectively. Let's work with Pastor Bundage, hallelujah, in her mission, hallelujah, as she goes around the world. Let's join with Pastor Scholastica in her efforts in Africa, hallelujah. You know, it's so important, saints, that we be united in all that we do. Remember, the day of Pentecost occurred because Acts 2 and chapter 2 gives us the hint of how we can be blessed in unity. I want to go to that scripture real quick. I'm not going to be long, but I think it's important. The Holy Ghost wants me to remind y'all. It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We here at Prayer Praise Deliverance, we must daily stay in one accord, hallelujah, stay in the faith, That place represents a spiritual place as well as natural. But here is speaking of unity of heart and mind to accomplish the will of God, to see the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost, when we can agree with the vision of our pastor, when we can agree, hallelujah, with the vision, hallelujah, even of our individual ministries. Let's be in harmony. Let's work together, saints, that the kingdom of God will be established here on earth, because we know that Jesus is coming for a church without a spot or blemish. He didn't say he was coming for a Baptist church. He didn't say he was coming to a Pentecostal one, so on and so forth. He's coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Any blemish? No. He's coming for a holy church. That's what God is coming for, saints. So let's be in agreement with that. And let's go on. Let's march on to victory. Hallelujah. You know, saints of God, we have been chosen to be different. Dare to be different, like the three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. They refuse to bow the Baal. Refuse to bow the Baal, saints. Refuse, hallelujah, to do the wrong thing. Don't refuse the wrong and receive and do the right thing. Receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Choose ye this day who you going to serve. If you're going to serve God, do it with all your heart. Serve him in truth. Serve him in spirit and in truth. This is what Jesus, he said he's looking for such to worship him in spirit and in truth. When we are obedient to his word, we are serving him in spirit and in truth. When we are seeing about the poor, when we are praying for those who are less fortunate, when we are feeding the hungry, hallelujah, we are being obedient to the will of God, setting ourselves up for a blessing. And what we see here in Acts 2:1, it says they were in one accord, and then finally we know that the Holy Ghost fell, because they were all waiting by faith, waiting, knowing that Jesus told them to in Jerusalem and tarry until they were endowed from on high with the power of the Holy Ghost. Saints, we cannot do anything. I've said it before, and I know Pastor Bundage has said it, Pastor Scholastica has said it, Apostle Horsley has said it. We cannot do anything in our own power. We must depend on the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to help us to be better witnesses, to live right, to do right, to pray right, hallelujah, to be obedient. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to keep his word. Glory be to God. Saints of God, be encouraged tonight, this morning, knowing that God spoke this world into existence, letting us know of his power and of his awesomeness. And we must understand that God has delegated us the power to speak life over ourselves, over our loved ones, our children, and all who we come in contact with. Hallelujah. It's important to know that you must use the power that you have been given. May God bless you all. And I'm going to surrender this now to Apostle Horsley. Would you like to take us further? And then we could get Pastor Bundage to take us further. Okay. Apostle Horsley, you there? All right, but we'll get Pastor Darlene. Pastor Darlene Bundage, are you on the line? Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, we'll put it in your hands. God bless you, great woman of God.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We appreciate this word and the prayer, the songs this morning. We just thank God for the reminders of what God has spoken in his word and how he did speak everything into existence. And we have that same authority through the word of God. And so, you know, we want to continue to use his word for whatever it is that we need in our lives. We know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we don't want it to not use what God has given us. You know, you can be given a tool to do a task, and if you don't use that tool to get the task done, then it won't get done. So we want to use these tools, the Word. I mean, this is a vast Bible that has everything that we need in it, and we thank you for covering it so well this morning, Evangelist Wonderland. We appreciate that. And so we will continue to eat of the Word of God and use it for His glory and for our benefit. Praise the Lord. So this morning, let's just all come together and let's just give God some praise right now. We want to praise His name. Just no petitions, no nothing but praising God this morning. Can we just do that just for a moment or so this morning, because God has been so good to each and every one of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, we just bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all that you have given us, O God.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For all you have done for us, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory for all that you have given unto us. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we adore you. We bow down before you. Oh, God, we adore your holy, righteous name, oh, God. We thank you for all that you have blessed us with. Oh, God, bless us with. We thank you for your graciousness. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your might. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have blessed us to have, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have the authority, O God. O God, to cast down every vain imagination. We have the authority, Lord God, to walk in healing, to walk in wholeness, to walk in wellness. You have given us the power and the authority, Lord, to speak life over ourselves, over our loved ones, over prayer, O God, that you have entrusted into our needs. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you for, oh, God, forgiving us. Thank you for your compassion, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you.
Understanding today, and I just pray for that God, I make good decisions. I have a major decision to make today, and I just pray that God give me the grace and the knowledge to make the right decision. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I agree with you with your major decision, because I'm learning there ain't nothing wrong doing the right thing. I received a phone call like maybe 3 in the morning in my sweet sleep from the precinct. No, they was outside with my grandson. He should have been in the house, you know. But, you know, the people that follow Pop Polo take the meds, I know that he do that. He don't want to, but he need to. Anyway, he supposed to be just getting off probation. They said that he have a warrant, and he said he was telling them he did what he had to do for him with the probation officer, but he supposed to have made one more phone call, which he didn't, because he said he's waiting for them. So I'm praying, and I'm asking y'all to pray with me. If the young man is on the good road of righteousness, that God will see the favor, and he going home to his mother, because that's when he came back to his mother's house and couldn't get them, so they called me, because y'all know grandma's always by the phone. It's just one thing I don't do is turn mine off. So if y'all could just pray for the Page family, that's my same grandson, Juquan, and I'm just asking y'all for prayer, because I know I have the victory. I know that I'm not God. I know that I must not stress, get upset, get mad, angry. I know I must continue on praising and thanking God anyhow.
Amen.
Through it all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
I want to thank and praise the Lord for who he is, Almighty God, that he woke us up this morning. In our right mind, I praise the Lord. Thanks. I have a praise report. My granddaughter just graduated from high school. She's my second grandchild that graduated to high school. And the first one also graduated from college. And she's on her way to college. So we went on a cruise in honor of her graduating from high school. And what touched me so was 2 days before we were supposed to go on the cruise ship was in a storm, 7-foot wave. They came to port and picked us up on Monday. They came to port on Friday. It was 9 hours late because they went right through the eye of the storm, and they were 9 hours late. And I didn't know it was the exact same ship that I was getting on. But God, he showed me how he can work in the world, how much more he can work in the church. There was 3,700 people on that ship and 1,100 cruise people and 60 nationalities working together to make that ship work. How much more does the church should come together to win souls in these last days. Just watching how those people was working together in all different languages, but they still learned our names. It's just amazing how the world can do that. So I pray and ask the saints that we all come together, different denominations, because we all working for the goal of getting to heaven. Different denominations, I declare they will come together, because seeing the world go what they go through and do what they do to get stuff done, how much more can we win souls for Christ? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda T. Amen. We appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that this morning. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anybody else?
We thank God for the service today. Thank God for this hour of power of prayer. Thank God for all the healing, deliverance, and the prayer that he is answering. Hallelujah. Thank God for keeping me in prayer. Hallelujah to God. I was wondering, hallelujah, God, I call after the broadcast, Pastor Darlene. All right, God bless. I thank you. Keep us in prayer, me, the wife, and I, and our grandchildren there in Virginia. Praying that things will work out, that they'll be able to get into the house. They have ears properly there. They'll be able to relocate. They'll be a little bit closer to us. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We'll be praying to that end. Amen. All right. Sister Mary is traveling this weekend. We want to keep her covered in prayer as she travels and then returns home. I just want to say once again, I thank everyone for your birthday greetings and all the love that you shared during the course of the last few days. I mean, it's been a beautiful thing. You know, people have sent gifts and salutations and just showing love in the midst of this time that I have been going through. And I thank God it has just been uplifting to my spirit. And I just appreciate each and every person. No matter what you have done, if it's, you know, whatever it was, it's just a blessing for me to know that you care about me. As we speak, you know, I speak every day about the love. Love is very important to each and every one of us. You know, we need to share the love of God. You know, that's one way that we win souls for Christ, is to share the love of God, you know. Instead of beating people over the head with the Bible, sometimes we do need to snatch them out of the hellish places that they're in, but the love conquers all. So we're going to need to share love with people who are out there in the world. So I also want to pray for those who are recovering from Cheryl. I talked to her. We have prayed for her several times. She had an operation concerning cancer, and now she's got something else that is going on. So we need to pray for her complete healing. That is actually my son-in-law's mother. So we'll be praying for her once again concerning her healing. And thank you, God, for Sister Brenda B for her healing and Sister Jamie for her healing. Different ones have had some things happen for their bodies. And we believe God to completely heal whatever stitches they had or whatever thing that they had in their bodies going on. God has blessed that things will work out for their bodies. So we want to also keep Lois in prayer. She's had her knees and her back has had some trouble. So we're going to pray that God will continue to heal her. And our Sister Marie, I believe her knees were not working as well as they could be. We believe God to completely heal Lois and also Alice Marie. Amen.
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 Okay. All right, well, if no one else has anything else you want to say. I'm sorry. Okay, also, since we have this little pause, I want to pray for this young man that I went to high school with. He's having some serious issues. His wife actually is, he has dementia. So we'll be praying for Linnea that God would heal her and also help her husband to be able to support her. I mean, he's doing a great work in supporting her and taking care of her, but it is actually taking a toll on him. And so we want to pray for Virgil and Linnea, that God will bless both of them as they go through this process, and also for his children. I think he has three children, so we want to pray for Virgil's three children. And then there's another Virgil who lives here in Georgia. We want to pray for his healing. His legs need to be completely healed. So we want to pray for Virgil in Georgia and Virgil in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we pray for these families this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody
Amen.
Else before we get started?
God, Lord God, we pray right now for the healing.
Yes, Lord, we pray, God, today in the name of Jesus that you take care of
your body. Yes, God, Lord, in the addiction of all God, addiction of all God, in the name of Jesus, of all God, the bandit family of all God, the bandit family of all God, Prince of Watch and Jerry, the bandit of 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 Jerry, the Pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Lord God, how we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, we pray that you will heal your baby and through it.
this young man's children to you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. Praise to the name of the Lord.
So we praise the Lord once again for these prayers that have gone up. It's been beautiful coming together once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are definitely a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus, all the prayers and the praises. I pray that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject them. They shall not come to pass. In fact, we decree that the evil that was sent our way shall turn out for our good. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for that. I decree today that the Lord God Almighty will continue to reveal things in our lives, and his glory shall be revealed unto us. In Jesus' name, I decree that we receive an abundance of revelations as we go forward in our lives in Jesus' name. I decree that we are highly favored of the Lord, and the Lord let us receive extraordinary favor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we cannot be cursed in Jesus' name, and that the blessings of the Lord maketh us rich and added no sorrow to it. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing, bless us, and in multiplying, multiply us as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore in Jesus' name. I decree today that we are favored of man and God. I decree today that we have been given power to get wealth in Jesus' name, that businesses are flourishing more than we can ask or think. Millions of dollars are coming into somebody's hands and bank accounts. Somebody's receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody's receiving thousands of dollars and some hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, so be it done unto us. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we will continue to resist the devil and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree that the Lord send his word and heal them and deliver them from their destruction. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. The enemy cannot find us, nor can he touch us with any sicknesses or pestilence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So everybody, I want you to know that I love you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom in Jesus' name. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G. GH Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.